Live from the Tim Heidecker studio. Live from Pierce Morgan's asshole. It's Office Hours with Tim Heidecker.
Good morning, everybody. Let's feel it. Let's feel it tonight. Here we go. It's Tuesday, July 17th here in Glendale, California, broadcasting live from the Absolutely Production Studios. I'm joined with DJ Doug Pound.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Doug. We have our coffee. We are getting caffeinated. And it's going to be a great show. We've got a lot to talk about. A lot's going on. It's been a long time since we broadcast, old buddy.
Well, first of all, looks like the tech's working out.
The tech is through the roof. People are psyched. The stream is flowing. We are on fire. Join me at The Real Tim Heidecker there on Skype. The stream is so quiet, someone says. I think that's on your end, man. Everyone says it sounds good, brother. Ryan, you got to turn it up if you want to enjoy the show. You know what I mean? We got to get it pumping. If you want to believe. Of course, Doug, you could always do a spot check on this. We could have, Ryan. Ryan is saying it sounds good. So I don't know what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, not with the tech stuff. We should be good.
I know. All right, I'm going to take my eyes off the chat because that's not exciting. I'm going to take my first call and let's see if this works because we don't know if this is going to work. Briarb Hill. Briarb, are you there, Briarb?
Yes, I'm here.
Wow.
Briarb, where are you calling from, Briarb?
All right. I'm calling from Sweden.
That's the beauty. That is why we do the show. That is why we do the show, my friend. Because you know why? We want to talk to the world. We want to talk to the community of people out there that go far and beyond our own borders here in the United States of America. We want to reach out to the world and shake their hands. That's what we're doing, Bri. So tell me. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I've just realized I'm listed as away on Skype. So now I'm live. Now I'm available. Bri, what's going on there in Sweden, huh, Bubba?
It's extremely hot here.
Heat wave in Sweden. Never thought I'd hear those two concepts clashing into each other.
Those fish must be melted.
Swedish fish. Doug's making a Swedish fish reference. A lot of fun.
Lots of forest burns.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I remember you. You're always grim. You're always coming in with the grimmest. Okay. Briarb, it's hot.
Well, that's just me.
Yes, it's hot. It's what you're sweating it.
The forests are burning. Is anything good happening in Sweden? It seems like a nice place.
Not much.
Did you have a comment or a complaint or how did
No, I just was curious about the Purple Boys clip.
Mm.
No.
If it was part of something bigger or it's just a random skit.
It's sponsored content. It's a
yes.
It's a commercial essentially for mattresses, for purple mattresses. They came to us and wanted to kind of do what we did with the Absolute Vodka and some other products that we've been involved with, and they showed up with a big U-Haul truck full of cash, and we accepted. And under the condition that we could essentially do whatever we want and make some content for you, make some stuff that that you might enjoy, might get a laugh out of. So that's what the story is there.
Some goofs.
Some international goofs for the folks in Sweden. The folks in Sweden love the purple mattress goofs.
Can you buy the mattress there in Sweden?
Sweden. Maybe.
Why don't you change it to Sweden?
Now, there's a country called Sweden. Why ain't there a country called Sourin? Then you get them together, you get some sweet and sour for your chicken nuggets. Anyways, we're having fun. We like goofing around.
Sweden?
Sweden?
No!
Would you like something for your coffee? Would you like me to sweeten your coffee?
What? No. Some sugar, please.
Some sugar for my coffee.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, baby. Talk okay. Thanks. Okay, let's talk to somebody else.
Boy.
Goodbye. Why do I get away with being able to do this? Isn't it offensive?
Like, is it okay to make fun of a Swedish voice? No one's being, like, saying that's racist.
SB Mendoza's on the phone. SB Mendoza's coming down the line.
Mr. Heidecker, what's going down?
No, not much, brother. I'm just trying to keep things cool. Hello! Whoa, that comes in hot.
Whoa. We need to get a limiter.
Jesus, yeah. That's the one thing we, you know, have to get is a limiter, you know.
Hello!
Jesus.
Hello,
SB. We gotta bring the pace down on this show. We're gonna burn through all our energy in 4 more minutes.
Hey, let's take it slow. Let's take it easy.
Okay, let's talk. What do you want to talk about, dude?
Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yeah.
Riverside, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
What river is
in the IE?
What river are you the side of?
He's like, or
is it one of those towns that got traded from another town?
There's any river here.
No, there isn't.
So the town used to be in Minnesota, and then they traded them to California. Like a it's a basketball thing, you know, basketball teams do that.
SB from Riverside, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I just want to say I loved you, and of course, I love Doug every moment, but I loved you in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes! Yeah,
I was amazed.
I still love you.
If you blink, you miss it, but it's a triumph.
Yeah. I had to keep my eyes open the whole, I think, minute that you were in, and it was amazing. When it came to your scene, did you write it, or did you have any input on what happened, or maybe some of your dialogue?
Yes, there was some dialogue written, and then we improvised some stuff. Basically a whale watching tour guide, so I just kind of made some stuff up. But none of it was really used. There was another scene I shot that didn't get used. It's okay. Listen, the whole thing is an inside joke, you know, for On Cinema. So I'm just to be, if there was just like a picture of me in the background, it would have been fun and funny. So I don't watch any of these movies, but I do think that Paul Rudd is just a joy to watch. He's an enjoyable, funny. It's a funny movie. So I'm happy to be a part of something that worked. It came together. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's funny.
Yeah. All right.
There was another Easter egg in there. I'm sure you know, right? When Paul talks about his dad, he refers to him as Pep Pep.
Well, I'll tell you another funny thing. That when I went to do the movie, I was up there, and with these big movies, there's all these, it's all top secret, you know, they can't get any leaking of footage and all that kind of stuff. So they often have they have a working title for the movie that's not the real name of the movie. So on all the signage and all the paperwork and all the, signage and paperwork, what else is there? As I was there on set, I saw everywhere cherry blue, cherry blue, cherry blue,
you know, right,
cherry
right.
blue. And I said, what the hell is cherry blue in this? And you know, like, oh, it's the name, it's our fake, you know, it's this fake name of the movie. So people don't know we're doing Ant-Man. And I just, it was bugging me because it sounded so familiar. And I finally said, what is that from? Is that something? He's like, yeah, it's from Check It Out with Steve Brule, dummy. That was when he's looking at cars.
Cherry
and
red.
Yeah, he goes, he sees a car, and he's like, cherry blue. Whatever, that's a bad, brutal impression. But, yeah, so.
I didn't even know that, you know?
Right, I got two short questions. The next one, since you had the chance to reconnect with Paul.
Hey, check this out. I am that guy from Star Trek Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
So, continue.
Take it from the top.
The question?
Since you had a chance to reconnect with Paul on Ant-Man and the Wasp, did you two talk about any future projects together since you had worked before on.
No, we didn't talk. Well, you know, listen, I love Paul. I told you this. You know, during my scene, he came to set to visit, and he wasn't even in the scene. You know, so this is the kind of guy he is. He came just to hang out. And listen, we talked about our children and showed pictures of our children and talked about it. So it's not a big deal. We're not going to sit around and talk about new projects and all this.
You know, that's sissy talk.
But if I called him up today, I'd said, listen, Paul, I need you to star in the movie. It's a porno. And you'd be beautiful. And I'm going to get you on all fours. And we're gonna ride you like a horse. He'd say, I'm there. I'll be there tomorrow. You hear that? That's the kind of guy he is.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
All right, listen. What's the other question?
This is the last one. For Doug, if you could be in any Marvel franchise film,
who cares?
Which one would you want to be in?
That's not a question. Go ahead, quickly.
Ant-Man?
There you go. Okay, so much Marvel talk.
I don't even know what Marvel, movies? Which ones are Marvel.
Patrick Stevenson, you're on the call. You're on Office Hours Live. Patrick Stevenson is listed as offline, so we're going to move on. Micah, you there, buddy? Micah.
Yes, sir, is this the man himself?
This is the man himself, Tim Heidecker. There is no screeners on this program. There is no filter. It is who
Say
we
hey,
are.
Man.
It's who we are. It's what we do.
Just the straight-up legend. Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, man.
I had a couple big, important DKR questions. I'm a big DKR fan.
Well, let me just preface this. Have you called or listened to Office Hours before?
I never have.
Okay,
before,
well, let me just set a couple rules, and I should put this in some kind of writing up here. We do not talk about some of these on cinema things, as you say, in character. So I'm going to listen to your question, but I'm probably not going to give you the answer you want.
Maybe I can answer some of those DKR questions.
I could defer to Doug, because actually Doug would be...
Okay. Maybe I can remix my question a little bit then.
No disrespect.
That's okay. I guess my question is going to be DKR MTBTL 2.0 is so good, and I can tell that if you made it or whoever you made it with knew a good amount about music theory, and I can hear that in your other work. I was just going to ask, did you happen to do that yourself, or did you do that with a couple people?
I could say that there was definitely a ghost.
I've told it. It's not a secret. Doug made that from whole cloth. He made the whole damn track. I called him and said, can you do an EDM remix of Empty Bottle? And that's what he does. He's a genius, and he's very tied into being able to do that kind of stuff. So that's your answer, buddy.
That's incredible. And is this the same man responsible for the Oscar Fever DKR performance?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, sir. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, thank you
but
for
you know what? I don't know anything about
the
music
rules
theory,
of this
but...
program.
Thank you, Micah. And
sorry,
keep listening.
I was not
and
aware of that keep, when I initially called.
Keep it real, buddy. Keep it real. Thanks, Micah.
Thanks very much. And
bye-bye.
I'll be...
Good Lord. Some people have that. Imagine having that tone in your life.
No, absolutely not.
Mason, English.
Not.
Mason.
Hey. I get wet dreams. Big whoop.
Easy.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Doug.
Hey, what's up, Mason?
Long good time to... listener.
Thank you.
Friend of the show. Long time caller.
Give it to me, buddy.
Where's Dixon?
What's that?
Where's Dixon? Be quick, please.
Sure. Well, first off, congrats on all the recent success.
Thank you. We'll go into that in greater detail later in the show. We'll go through each point, what I've been doing, what I have upcoming up. We have a whole thing we got to get through with that because there's a lot to discuss. But I will let you ask your question.
Show some respect.
Whoa, it comes in hot.
First off, I want to say thanks for making me the most popular guy in the office. Like last November, you called me in the middle of a meeting at like 8 at night.
Why?
I was like, oh, good. You were testing out equipment for Office Hours.
Listen, it's been a long road to get this Office Hours back up and running. It's working okay right now.
Sounds great.
We tried, and I just want to say something before I forget, is I think the Discord experience was good. It was positive. I just felt like, and I want to thank the folks that helped set that era of the show up with the Discord. You know, it I feel like it was a little restrictive because people, not as many people are on that service, and I wanted just to solve get it back to the way it was, where it was pretty easy for anybody to call in. So that's I appreciate all. I should have signed off officially from the Discord version, but anyways, I just wanted to say that. So continue.
Well, actually, my question was if you have any more information on Dayworld and if there's going to be any new episodes made or anything like that, and if you could just talk about
I
that.
Don't have any information. I will leave Jay and Cole to discuss the status of that show, and once they're comfortable discussing the status of that show, I will share my thoughts on that show as well. But okay. I think we all agree. I think the Office Hours community agree that it's really a work of genius.
Yeah, I've watched it probably 15 times.
And I think we saw when it came out, there was just so much love for it. Doug, you probably appreciated it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
those are your boys. I mean,
those
I wouldn't
are my
know,
boys.
I wouldn't
proud
know
of my boys.
Jay without Doug. I wouldn't know Jay without Doug. I wouldn't know Cole without Doug.
And Jay wouldn't know Cole without me because Cole did a Two Wet Crew animation.
Oh.
And you can check that out on YouTube.
I remember
YouTube.
You showing me Cole's stuff years ago, though, because you had it up at your Nevada City Film Festival. You showed that Mac DeMarco thing that he did where he was walking around.
But
that
then
parking
didn't you meet him at the satellite show?
Yeah, later. But I think I've seen that. I saw that video of his a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He's incredibly
talented. Wait, he did the Mac DeMarco, like the backer video?
Backer, yeah, he did backer. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I had no idea. That's
awesome. You can hear all about it on the Poundcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tune into the Poundcast. A little cross-promotion here. Speaking of cross-promotion, On Cinema Live is coming to the East Coast in September. We've got a week of shows starting in, I think, D.C. and a number of Boston, Philly, New York. And that's all on timheidecker.com/events.
What?
They're selling out. The New York shows are almost sold out. They're at the Bell House.
Unbelievable.
But we're playing a big old spot in Boston, and we got some tickets to sell there for sure. So come on out, Boston, all my Harvard nuts, all my Cambridge dips, and just stack the house. All right? So listen,
Put in one request, Tim?
Go ahead, Mace.
Before the end of the show, would you be able to play your and Rado's Grateful Dead song?
Oh, yes, on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all I have is what I put on Instagram, but I'll play it on the show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had the full version or not.
Ooh, you know what? I didn't do a dump of it. I didn't do a bounce of it. I just did the Instagram capture when I was playing it on my computer.
Gotcha.
But well, I'll play that if you want.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm taking requests. Anyone got requests? I'll do whatever you want. Okay, thanks, Mace.
Yep, see you then.
Jay, what the fuck is that?
Where are my ladies at?
Pull back. How about, up, Jay.
Where my ladies at? I know I got ladies calling in all the time. I don't like this to be a fucking saucy.
That looks
party.
Like a lady's avatar, but
yeah, but it's a fucking anime avatar. I'll take it, I might hang up. Connie V. Let me guess, a dude. Connie, speak, you dumbass. Dumbass.
Come on.
Oh, there you are.
Whoa.
What's up, Timmy?
Yo.
What do you do? You got some kind of effects pad?
I'm trying to ape that DJ Doug Pound.
Get out of here.
I was into that.
Who needs that shit,
dude? Definitely sounded like a male.
What about mints?
There's no genders, so it doesn't matter. It's just a person.
I spoke with a Psy Boy this morning briefly. I said, we're back on live. He said he's on the road. He's
Acai?
Oh, Acai.
Sounded like a male. What about mints?
Wait a minute. Chip?
This?
Chip, are you there, bub?
Hello?
Chip.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Chippy. My chipster.
Hey, how you doing?
The chip's back. The chip is...
Hey, guys.
Let's dip with the chip. What you got there, Jack? What's up, Stip?
I'm just with my dad over here.
Hey, Pop Pop.
Where's my chippy?
Nice. What's going on with Pop? Is he just not doing well?
No, he's doing great. He's 71 years old today.
Give him a tickle for me, would you?
Oh, where'd he go?
Give him a tick. Come on, Chip. Tick that pop.
Tick that pop, Chip.
Tick that pop, Chip. Tick that pop, Chip. Tick that pop, Chip. Tick that pop, Chip.
Tick that pop.
Nice. Have you ever tickled your dad? Listen, I'm going to move on and talk to Emily Fisher. Hello, Emily. How are you, darling?
Oh. Hey, Tim. Hey, Chip.
Oh, hi, Tim. Hey.
Hey, uh-oh. Mute your stream there, sweet. Thank you.
My
mute
Facebook stream.
I'm so sorry, girl.
Oh, no, it's okay.
You're good.
Oh, my Facebook stream is really weird. So you were talking to somebody else. Now I'm all confused.
I know. I'm jumping around. You just got to be ready.
I'm sorry, Tim. I thought I was watching something else, but it's all messed up.
It's okay.
Man.
What can I do for you tonight? Today?
my question you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know, I heard that you're going to be in a new Jordan Peele movie. What's it called?
Of
Us?
Of course I am.
Yes. Do you want to, like, talk about that? Because, like, are you going to be, like, a main character?
Let me spill all the secrets on that and get fired from the movie.
Hell yeah.
Let me break my NDA.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Tim, what's the code name for the movie called so people see it on the street? They can pull over.
Let me just spill the secrets on the movie that I'm about to do. Let me spill them secrets and get me fired on that movie.
Get you fired.
No, I shouldn't say a word. I mean, what I can tell you is Jordan is a genius casting person. You know, he's got the vision. So he tapped me naturally. And everyone's excited about it.
You were fired.
I told Doug about it a couple months ago, right? I made the big announcement on the tennis court. I said, sit on, everybody. I got something to say. And the gang sat down. And they started crying, and tears came down, and tears of joy, I should say. And it was just such an emotional moment because everybody was rooting for me, and they were hoping something like this would happen one day. And here I am. What was that experience like for you,
Doug? That's really amazing.
What was that experience like for you?
It was, I was crying, and I don't know, it was beautiful. Thank you, Tim. thanks for telling me that early. Before everyone else knew.
Well, listen, we start shooting in a couple weeks. I could tell you that, I guess. And
Do you get your own trailer?
Yeah, I'll have my own trailer.
You get your own honey wagon?
I play the husband to Elizabeth Moss in the
Tim,
movie.
Tim, is the honey wagon, is that where you go poo?
The honey wagon is that is the potty. Yeah, that is where you go.
You get your own honey wagon?
Number one and two. Here's the trouble with shooting movies and TV shows. Very often, you have call times that are very early in the morning. You'll get called in at 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning sometimes because there's a lot of makeup and hair you got to go through, and they want to start shooting early for that beautiful sun. And what happens is I get up pretty early in my life, and more I get up earlier and earlier. I mean, I was up at like 5:30 this morning.
What time did you go to bed?
Well, last night I was like at 11 because I was out for, I had a dinner engagement last night that went long in Santa Monica. But
with which luminary?
It was not star-studded, except it was with my partner, Eric Wareheim.
Hey!
So that's cool. And
that's lovely.
But my point is, you get up so early, and you got to get to set, and you got to get in there and everything. There isn't a lot of time in your morning for your bowels to be moved, so you end up having to do it at a trailer or in a porta potty or if you're shooting on location in some restaurant or house. So it's some of the things that people don't maybe appreciate when you're watching a big movie or you're watching a small movie or a TV show. That there is some of your favorite actors are probably have recently moved their bowels because you can't do it at home. I'm not getting up an hour, like a half hour before and sometimes you don't have to go for the first hour of the day.
Work it, honey.
So there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on. All right, Emily?
Yeah.
Everything good with you?
Not really, but I feel a bit better because I'm talking to you. I know that sounds cheesy, but, like, I really do mean it.
Well, listen, we're here for you. What can we do to help? By the way,
I've been having, problems. It's, it's really dumb, but...
Well, what kind of
I'm just glad
personal
that you listened
problems?
To me. Did you say something?
I'm talking, are these personal problems?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, you know. At high school, it's rough. Just a lot of stuff, emotional stuff. Just,
high school is tough. What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm going to be a sophomore. No. Yeah, yeah.
You're young.
Yeah, sophomore.
You're not even 16 yet then. I should have watched my mouth. Here I am talking poo-poo and stuff with you. This is not great.
No.
I mean.
It's okay.
Wait, are you old enough to know about the browns and the yellows?
Let's have our birds and the bees talk.
The black birds and the yellow bees?
Here, let me give you the birds and the brown bees birds. Talk, okay,
oh,
Emily?
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. Men make brown, women make yellow pee, and the two shall never meet. But listen, Emily, high school is hard, especially that first couple years.
Yeah.
We've all been there. I've been there. I, you know, I had zits. I still have zits. Look at all over my neck. Razor burnt. Aww. Doug has zits. Doug probably got goofed on in high school, right?
No, I just put my head down and waited it out.
I do that too.
That's what you got to do is just find like one friend.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Are you in any groups like kind of music class or theater or?
I want to get into like an art club next year. I'm so like shy though, you know. Well, I have like a few friends here and there, but
Emily,
you know.
So is it everybody's shy? If you're not a little shy in high school, you're a psycho. You got problems. So
I don't know.
You got friends here in the office hours community.
Aw, thank you.
You know what I mean? We're supportive of you, and obviously you're paying attention to what's going on in Hollywood. You know exactly what's going on with my career and Jordan Peele.
Oh,
so
everything.
You're tied in. So what you do is you get back to, because you're not in school right now. You're going to be in school soon, right?
In the fall. Soon. Oh, God.
You're going to strut in. Emily's going to strut in with her backpack, and she's going to just stop in the middle of the hallway at her locker and say, "Tension! I've got the Hollywood scoop." I was speaking with Hollywood star Tim Heidecker not just a month ago.
Quirky, honey.
Just going and brag like, Tim Heidecker, talk to me. What y'all going to do?
And we spent the whole summer talking about his career. And what a wonderful experience. And you go,
attention, Kmart shoppers.
Here's how you just win the whole school over. You go, tension. I'm a member of the Office Hours family. Go ahead, try that.
Tim Heidecker got my back.
Mm-hmm. You got a problem with me? You call Office Hours. Attention.
Attention.
That's how you become the most popular kid in school. Just right for day one attention. Back, you go, attention.
Here.
I was on the trades. I was looking at the Hollywood Reporter. I found out that Tim Heidecker is in the new Jordan Peele movie. I talked to him about it personally. Y'all want to come see it with me in March? All right.
Yo, if you do go mainstream, I could just be like, I met him. I am fucking
mainstream. Capiche?
But if
line
you're mainstream,
up behind
then,
me.
You know, I want you to be popular, you know?
You are popular with me. I'm a big fan of what you're up to. But get into some club, get into the art scene, get into whatever you need to get into to make yourself feel.
Or
Well, thank you, Emily.
Hey, Emily, I got some advice.
What, Doug?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Peeps, stay in college.
Of course. The crack. I want to get into college.
Big up yourself.
You stay with this Office Hours community. We're going to see that you get into college, okay? We're going to do whatever we can do to make sure that you succeed in life because we need more people like you.
Oh, you're so nice. I can't even express it. You're so freaking nice.
All right. This is ruining the show, all this complimenting. We got to be careful.
This mushy.
With that.
I'm sorry.
All right, Emily.
Mushy.
Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the summer. The summer is the greatest when you're in high school. That's when you really can just chill and stay out late or go watch TV all day, watch movies, do your art, go down to the swimming hole, whatever you need to do. All right.
Yeah.
Take care,
buddy.
I love
you guys too. I really do.
Bye, Emily. Keep in touch.
Bye, Tim.
Bye. Wow.
What about me? Want my chopped liver?
I'm a whiny bitch. What's Joshua Josie up to?
Hey, Tim. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man.
Yeah, you and Doug looking nice.
It's the summer, man. You got to have that vibe.
So, I got a bit of a serious question, if that's okay. If you don't want to go that route, I don't have to.
Everything's up for discussion today. I hope we get into all kinds of stuff. What do you have for me?
I just joined Twitter like yesterday or something, and so I was looking at some of the stuff that you and Vic were retweeting, and I guess my question is...
Congratulations. Welcome to Twitter.
Thanks. My question is, how should we react to people like Gavin McInnes and the Proud Boys who are threatening people in bars, and like it's no longer just online kind of trolling
right.
stuff.
Well, how should we react? You know, there's this balancing act you have to do where you don't want to throw fuel into the fire, you know? You don't want to agitate to a place where, you know, they get more attention than you want them to, right?
Right.
But I think there's also a lesson to be learned to businesses, you know, and I think one thing I'm learning is everything is local, you know, like the internet presents this position of no matter where you are, you can kind of get in touch with me. We can have arguments. Emily could call in, we can talk and everything. But when you're actually engaged in a physical way with people in the world, it's quite different. And we had an incident in Los Angeles over the weekend where a number of these Proud Boys gathered at a bar that I think Doug and I know quite well. Spent some time there. And, you know, they weren't prepared for it. And maybe they were sort of innocent in the sense that they didn't know what these people stood for and what they were about. It got out of hand. They let them fester there. And, you know, people came and kind of created an incident. And I think the key would be to the positive thing that came out of that is that I think bars, I mean, I guess let's just talk about bars, but it could be restaurants or wherever, should be educated to know who these people are, what they're about, and that their presence there shouldn't be tolerated because it would be essentially bad for their own business. Because it's not, you know, we wouldn't want to support a business that encourages that kind of safe space, I guess you could say, for their ideology, right? So I think that was the positive thing to come out of it, and I don't think you'll find I think their safe harbor locations for their gatherings are going to become more limited, at least in the Los Angeles area.
So essentially just get the word out and warn businesses where they might try to go and gather and start stuff.
Yeah, you want it to seem like if you're you've just joined this group that it's kind of not a good experience to associate with them because it creates trouble. But I'm concerned because the part of their ethos or whatever, part of their recruitment requirements or whatever is to engage in violence. Gavin McInnes is explicit about that. And that's, you know, some obviously people are going to, I've seen some of these guys and they don't on an individual level don't seem to intimidate me. But, you know, I think anybody sort of using, including the concept of engaging in violence, political violence, would be something for us all to be concerned about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm immediately thinking of Vic. They showed up at his home.
Now, the guy went running away because Vic was, like, furious and started screaming at him, get the fuck off my property.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a threat to Vic, you know, because... I don't know what the guy's deal was, but you know, I think it's certainly something that we shouldn't ignore.
Right.
But I think also engaging with some of these guys, because some of these guys are young, they're looking to belong somewhere with somebody, and I think there's a real chance to engage with some people on an individual level because the group is still very small. If it's possible, if you have people in your own life, or like I said, it's all local. So if you know somebody or have a friend of a friend or a cousin or something like that,
you know, try to engage with them and present alternate options for join a softball league or something. Doug, do you have any advice? Doug's a proud boy anyway. So.
Yeah, I am in that group.
And we're still friends.
Yeah.
Back to Proud Boys.
I was at the bar the other day and I started the fight. I'm pretty sure we won and I'm proud of it. So
there's lots to be proud of.
But, you know, if someone invites me to their softball game, I might go, you know.
I'll pay.
It's a good group of guys.
I will start a group that is like a reformed Proud Boys group, and $25 a month you get. You actually receive $25 a month.
Like a universal basic income.
Yeah, to disavow the Proud, but to throw away your Fred Perry shirt.
What would
start
they be
jerking
called
off again?
At that point.
Well, I don't know. We have to find the reasonable men.
Reasonable. Maybe they're all wound up because they don't masturbate and they want to start fights because they're all wound up.
Exactly.
I mean, that's something. Oh, Piers Morgan is calling?
Yeah, Piers Morgan is. No, it's Peter Mangan. All right, listen, Joshua. I'm sure we'll get more calls on this. Take care. I'd like to hear the counterpoint. Peter Mangan.
Tim, man, what's up?
What's up, baby?
Thanks, Bronson.
Where are you calling from, bud?
Hey, I'm calling from Berlin. I think we've spoken before.
Oh, my God. I feel like maybe you invited me to hang out with you. And
to a bar, yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't do
and
it.
Now I'm in a real dilemma because my wife and I are coming to New York City, and you have a show, and we're going to be in town, but I can't purchase tickets from Europe.
Oh.
You blew it!
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Peter. I'm putting you on the list.
No way.
Yes.
Oh,
because that
God.
Sounds so annoying, doesn't it, Doug?
It is
like,
annoying.
You blew it!
Let me just make the note right now. On cinema guest list. And your name is Peter...
Peter Magnum.
Magnum, P-I. M-A-G.
So anyone who gets there early enough can say, hi, I'm Peter Magnum.
No, please don't.
Yeah,
damn
exactly.
It. Please don't.
Any proud boy out there who wants to...
Plus one...
Jam his guest list.
Germany. You asshole. Peter Magnum plus one from Germany. That will be the key. But we'll have to... I'll give you a little secret. Everyone close your ears. No. Listen, you're on the... Which show are you going to go to? The Friday or the Saturday?
Friday the 28th. Am I right?
Okay.
That's correct.
For Friday. You're on the list, man. Don't worry about it anymore. You're a guest in my country. You're a guest in my country. We have been so disrespectful to your country this week and in the past couple of years. So,
wait, are you German, though?
No, I'm from New Zealand.
See?
Well, we've been shitty to everybody. I'm sure New Zealand falls into some category there. So, but are you still enjoying Berlin?
I love it here. Been here 10 years now.
Doug, you'd flip out there.
What do you do there, Pierce?
I own a bar.
You own a bar in Berlin.
I own a rock and roll bar.
Rock and roll bar. Who plays there?
The fucking Stones, man. The fucking Rolling Stones. The fucking Pink Floyd.
Do bands play there?
Burger Records Boys.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, all those kind of
did
bands.
Did the White Fang?
White Fang Boys, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Those are my boys.
All right. Okay, very good.
Let me ask them about that.
Oh, boy.
I love it, man. I love it. You just fucking moved to Berlin, start a rock and roll bar. This guy's got the fucking life. Why don't I do that shit? What do I need to be dealing with this bullshit for? Getting up at 6 in the morning, taking a shit in a trailer. I got to go to Berlin and get that rock and roll bar going, cleaning up puke.
In fucking plain English.
Listen.
We need to get Rock and Roll Gary over there. That'd be
nice. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do like a week of shows. So do you get a lot of English speakers coming into your bar? Like, could I do a show there?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I mean,
groovy.
I was wanting to get you to DJ there last time you were here, remember?
Yeah, I know. I just had to cram so much in, and it was like we had the kids, so it was like by 7 o'clock I was ready to go to bed.
You couldn't get the German sitter, right?
No. She's going to scheiße all over my children. I think, yes, no problem. I'll watch your children. We'll have a very good time. I'll play with them with the Legos.
Ah, nice.
And you know, so if they come back, I have given them a bath, you know, because we've scheiße on them as for our pleasure. Something like that.
Scheiße for Pleasure.
Scheiße for Pleasure is the name of my new club in Berlin.
Hey, I got a question. Do they have a club?
Scheiße for Pleasure. Here, what's pleasure in German? The word.
Frieden.
Frieden. So Scheiße for Frieden.
Vergnügen.
Pierce, I got a question. Do they have like dance clubs in there where like people like poo on each other and stuff?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
I know, but is it real or is it just like one of those?
It is
like,
real. Yes.
It's real.
It is.
Doug's last shred of innocence has been scraped away. It's real.
Come over and we can go there together.
All right.
Fucking hell. All right then.
We're gonna go to the shit club when I get there.
Thanks.
So, thank you so much. For
yes,
that.
And say hello. Maybe we'll say hi after the show. Meet in the flesh.
Beautiful.
There you go, ciao, Jimmy. Baby. All right, Pete.
Ciao, ciao.
You like me?
Oh, Ben Ball. Should I take Ben Ball? Ben Ball. Hello, Ben
Hello.
Ball.
Hello.
Ben Ball.
Hello.
Hello.
It is I.
Ben Ball.
I made it.
Okay, you're coming. Wow. You're coming in. Okay. Hot. It's fine.
What you got?
Can you hear me? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, cool. So I wanted to ask, this is kind of just a bit lighter, just about your performance and stuff, because I'm interested in the same thing. I heard you don't like reading a script directly, like the words straight off the script. How do you act otherwise in your own stuff? Like, is it all improv? Do you like write beat sheets or?
I think traditionally, for the most part, we've written scripts because scripts give you a good sense of how long things are, really, essentially,
right.
Like how long a scene is getting, and there'll be certain dialogue pieces that are sort of essential or, you know, required, if depending on what you're doing. If you're doing something that is narrative driven, the last thing I just did, Moonbase 8, which we've wrapped and are editing right now, is coming together great. It was definitely a script. We spent a long time writing it. There was the idea. There was sort of the anticipation that we were kind of going to go off script, and there was a fair amount of that. But it wasn't like let's just kind of make all this stuff up. Like the improv wasn't like it wasn't working in a way that was like look how witty and clever these guys are, because we're not trying to play that. So,
right.
So the scenes were funny. The concepts were funny. That was what we thought was funny about the show. And we tried to all play it kind of straight. So a lot of the lines we wrote were pretty usable.
And, I see.
And so I did try to, and I was working with two very good actors,
Mr.
John C. and Mr. Fred Armisen. So, they're very good about learning lines, and they're very good about being off book and quickly getting off book, like really quickly. And I mean really quick, by the way.
really quick. Cool.
Anyways,
all right, well, that's
a little bit about
that.
That's a little bit about that.
Okay? All right, cool. I just wanted to say as well, I'm that dude who kept bothering you in Toronto. I wanted to apologize if we freaked you out a little too much.
I don't remember. What was the condition?
We sent you a hand in a box.
Oh, yes. No, that was fine. I'm sorry. I probably can't tell you the conditions of that box, that hand at the moment, but
I wish you all the best,
Ben. Take care.
Okay.
Who's Brad Sharping? Brad Sharping looks like Tom Sharpling's handle, but it's Brad Sharping.
His initials are BS.
It is a bunch of BS. But Brad, are you there?
Oh, he's video style too.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How are you?
Good. How can I help you today, Brad?
I just called to say hi.
Okay, good to hear from you, Brad. Anything I can do for you specifically?
Well, you know.
You're on thin ice, buddy.
Idiot. Make me laugh.
Okay. Why don't you comb your hair? You're going to be on TV.
TV.
I can see your face,
TV?
Baby. Yeah, you're on TV. You're live.
Oh, I know.
All right, Brad, take care.
You too.
You're the best. That's the key. You know? Always remember, you are the best. There is.
Tim, I noticed you're a lot less hostile these days.
Am I?
I like this new gentler, kinder, gentler Tim.
Wow.
Remember before, you used to just
tear in?
You used to rip these people to shreds and hang up on them. Like, he would be gone after, like, 1 second before. Now
let's see Stiggy.
giving
Stiggy
him a
is it ruining the show?
No, it's great. I like this new.
Hey, what's up, Stiggy? Yeah, I can hear you, baby. What's up, Bubba?
Word. I was gonna ask a music question, but I was just thinking about like with all this Trump stuff, like fearing going back to my dad's place and like arguing with him about stuff. So I think like with Trump supporters, the biggest like fallacy you hear is like are like whataboutisms.
Oh, totally.
And so like usually the conversation with my dad goes like this. I'll say something critical of Trump, and then he'll say,
"Well, Obama did the same thing."
Well, Obama or Clinton, yeah. So, and then I'll say something like, "Sure, I disagree with those things too," and then it becomes a.
That's called a straw. That's called a straw. Straw man. So, what is argument?
What is your suggestion for responding to that next step of like, oh, why didn't you do anything about it when like Obama did this or something? Like, how would you steer it back to the course?
I say we are talking about we are talking about what's happening right now. We're not talking about the past. We're talking about the present and the future and the things that are happening right now. So we're not going to, you can set the terms of the discussion.
Yeah, I guess the problem I found with that is like, you do that, but then there's like another fallacy around the corner that's just like reason's completely out the window, and it's just like now become a, yeah.
I don't know. I say, you know, I would. What's your father's media diet?
Well, it's mostly Sean Hannity.
Yeah. So I say, Dad, I can't talk to you about this until you expand and broaden your the way you receive information and news, because you are, in my opinion, with all due respect, and I love you very much, but you are being brainwashed by, you know, by this very persuasive news outlet that has ulterior motives, you know, that's so I would say you don't have to just, I'm not saying just, hey, just watch MSNBC or something, but you know, read papers, read national papers, listen to, you know, I mean, the problem is anything that's not fucking Sean Hannity to your dad is what Trump's painted as the fake news.
Fake news.
And that's just not true. I mean, you have to fight back on that and say, no, these people do not have, everyone is biased. You could admit that and say every human being is biased in opinions and personal you know, thoughts and feelings about everybody and about everything. There's not the idea of pure objective journalism is not something you're ever. It's sort of a something that can only exist in a lab or something or in a academic concept. But for the large part, I think what Trump would call mainstream media or fake news or whatever have you know, people that work hard and try to get to the essence of what's happening, get to the essence of the facts. So they're going to get stuff wrong, and they're going to perhaps not always frame it in the most objective light. But I think overall, if you're reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and watching PBS and NPR and also some Fox News, or looking at the Drudge Report or the Weekly Standard, you know, if you're like sort of, you know, bouncing back and forth, I think you're going to generally come to a understanding about the state of the world that it might be not in line with the Hannity version of how things are going. So,
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's the first step. And I've been talking with this, my friends, a lot about like the first step is to detangle people like your dad and my aunt and all these other people that are listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and they're getting a very skewed, very filtered version of the truth or what's going on in the world. So,
sure. All right. One quick thing.
True.
Doug wanted to jump in on that.
Go ahead.
Also, you could just not. Also, you could just not bring it up, and because there's some people that they have they're set in their ways.
Agreed.
And you know, and it's like not worth arguing about.
Yeah.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help anything. It's
no.
Not, you know.
Yeah, I think I'm about at that point of just like.
Yeah, quitting. I've done that with some people. It's just like, you know, it's maybe nice to have people in your life that you don't talk politics with, because that tends to be what you talk to a lot of people about. So if you can have a relationship that's just like where that's kind of off limits for now, because it does get too emotional and there's too much room in between. There's too vast a gap in sort of like the basic rules of what's going on.
True.
You know what I mean? Just let it go. Yeah. Let it go. Let it go.
Tim, before I go quick, you like about like a year ago, someone called in about Guided by Voices and like asking about their new album.
Mm-hmm.
And you like on the spot came up with this like,
Doug,
I don't know, this like fake like Bob song vocal melody. Have you heard the kid that called in, like his version of the song that he did?
Can you play it, Doug? If you go to YouTube and search for Tim Heidecker Guided by Voices, I bet you'll find it in a second.
Like, yeah, there's like he put music to it.
Oh, really?
Like a cover. It's on SoundCloud. I could send it to you. It's really good.
You were exposed to in terms of Guided by Voices and stuff.
Oh, Guided by Voices. So here's my deal with those guys.
Sure.
Big fan. More after that, I guess. Maybe really. I mean, for a reason. You know, like. Am I wrong?
It was like they picked the hand.
Can you post it? Can you post that SoundCloud link into the chat here, and we can play it from there?
Yep, I'm doing it right now. I'm almost there.
Let's see.
Just Google it.
Google it.
Yeah, Cal McNamara is the dude that made it.
Okay. The Universe of Crayon Man.
That's right.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, it's coming up here on Office Hours Radio.
I got it. Are you singing?
No, it's the guy singing, right? But I sang these lyrics. Now play me singing it. Play the when I'm just making it up on the spot.
On the YouTube clip?
Yeah.
You see here.
Pick like right. The good. I want to run Peter Rocks on YouTube though.
Now I'll find some of this. Then I'm gonna play you like. There's a way to think about the reasons why we are standing in the real fine place.
There we go, man.
Find ways home. We're finding ways. All right, so this
hello.
Is. Yes, hold on. Oh, sounds pretty cool. What's going on here? Yeah.
That was on the YouTube clip of you.
That wasn't right, but whatever. Who's this, Colin?
Oh,
we've got, an incident here happening live. We are experiencing a police situation, and it's passed. Okay.
If someone knows that exact timestamp on Tim singing it, just send it to me.
What's going on there, Colin?
Nothing much, man. Just listening to your stream, and just wanted to ask you a question about something I saw in the news earlier.
Okay.
All right, so I was watching, like, I don't really know the channels that well, basically, I think Sacha Baron Cohen has coming out the show Who is America?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it.
I don't know it.
I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
I saw the first episode. It's like, it's really funny, at least that first episode, but two pundits, like, were talking, and one of them brought up something like, they felt that, like, basically, they felt that, I think that the left owns sort of, like, the cultural power in America, while the right owns sort of the political. So for that reason, it seemed that they felt that it was just punching up, and that's why Sacha Baron, I mean, I like him a lot, and then apparently his show is going to be like bipartisan. They're going to take on both sides.
Yeah.
But
well, you can't just be. Go ahead.
Basically, what I'm asking is, do you feel, in their words, like that it's punching up still in America to make fun of, I'd say, more conservative opinions.
Is punching up good or bad?
No, punching up is that's the way you want to punch.
You want to punch up.
Yeah.
Punching down is people that don't deserve it, that are getting, beating up on somebody.
If Sacha Baron Cohen wants someone to write punch up for his show, I'm available. Yeah,
punch up. It needs punch up.
Well, I'm not saying it.
I think there's going to be obviously Sacha Baron Cohen is a political guy. He's got political opinions. He's got obviously progressive opinions, I think. I don't really know that well, but it's a short drive. It's a short drive to get to the conservative gang and goof on him. It's easier, and there's more grass grown over there in terms of like stuff to pick apart. You know what I mean?
Jokes to mow.
There's more jokes to mow over there. So I think it's both. I think he's probably got an ideological point of view that aligns with the kind of comedy he wants to make. And that's his right to do it. I mean, listen, I saw the clip where all those idiots were reading from the teleprompter about, arming kindergartners with machine guns or whatever. It's like, well, all the best thing that does is show somebody like Dana Rohrabacher, who's out here in California, who's been a congressman for 20 years, that he'll read something off a teleprompter without reading it first. He will obviously, if he would have said pause and say, can I at least read what I'm about to read here before you tape something like that? Should be something a fourth grader understands. And the fact that this guy is a member of Congress should be a great message to send to his district that this guy does not belong there. That guy's a total kook, by the way. If you look into him, he believes in crazy conspiracy theories, and he's all tied up in with the Russians and stuff. So he's got to go no matter what.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to show. I don't know. Would you have gotten that with some Democratic congressman? I would doubt it. To be honest with you, I would doubt it.
I never felt that like that. It was both sides are like as equal.
They're
as
not.
Equally like crazy. But what I really feel is like the way that they put it. At least it kind of bothered me. I felt that like. That they're saying that conservative comedy is punching down, or that like the way the pundit put it, I think was that
I've never seen any conservative comedy that works on a comedic level. You know what I mean? Like, there's an anger there. There's a kind of I think Patton Oswalt tweeted about it, and he made some good points about that. That it's hard for them to tap into that muscle or something that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I haven't seen anything that worked, but who am I? You know, I don't like, there's a lot of stuff I don't like, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
All right. Listen, Colin, I got to go.
All right.
Only one lady called in today, which is a bad, bad sign for the show. It's just terrible for the show. I was hoping, what's his name would call in? I don't remember anyone's name from, North Carolina. My friend, on cinema fan. How about Hunter Findon from Portland, Maine? Thank you for identifying your location in the name of in your Skype name.
Of course. So I was. Do you remember the YouTube video that you posted where you did the eggnog challenge?
Yeah.
and you kind of just drank. You know, you drank the whole thing, quote unquote.
Right.
But I was wondering, like, what the origin of that style of comedy that you have is, because it's a little bit Andy Kaufman-y, and I was wondering, like, where that specific style, like, where your inspiration came from that.
I mean, you know, I have my team of writers that we get together on Saturday and punch, bounce around what ideas we can do. I don't know where that comes from. Someone says, let me see if this is a smart comment. I haven't read it. Here's me. This is I was about to fall into the same trap, reading something out loud before actually reading it and knowing what. Okay. I mean, I'll read it. I don't know if I agree with this. Matt Van Dam says conservative comedy doesn't work because conservatism is about upholding tradition and comedy is about breaking it.
Interesting theory.
Interesting. I'm putting it out. I'm not saying I endorse it, but I'm glad people are chiming in on this conversation. Hunter, thanks for chiming in too with your question.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that because
I remember looking at the eggnog bottle and noticing that it looked like it was full, even though it was empty. So I could do the, it was like a little magic trick. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mints, I believe we didn't get a chance to talk to Mints yet. Mints?
Oh, hello.
Yes.
How you doing today?
As he said many times.
Let's get past it. I wanted to ask you a question about a Netflix documentary. Wanted to know if you've seen it yet.
Which one?
Wild Wild Country.
Of course.
Oh, man. So I'm just watching this as like a 25-year-old, and this must happen during your lifetime, right?
Do you listen, I don't remember. No, I don't remember it, and I've not met anyone that does remember it. My parents didn't remember it. I talked to Doug's mom about it.
I talked to Doug's mom about it.
And she didn't remember it. No, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't it be a cool thing if they came out and said, we made the whole thing up. We shot it all. Like, it was like the greatest prank of all time. But no, I don't remember it. I mean, I was pretty young when that was going on. It was in the early 80s. So I was still not, you know, still watching G.I. Joe and stuff. Super Friends.
Absolutely.
All right. It's great, though. I mean, but come on, guys. You got to cut these documentaries down. These things are way too long. And that's they're trying to get this Netflix thing where you're watching, you're binging, you're watching TV for hours and hours. But there's a great documentary in there that's probably half the length or more. Like maybe you could do that in 2 hours. Doug?
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. That was I tried watching this.
You know, maybe they bought it. They're like, when they were working out the contracts before it's done, they're like, it's a six-parter? And then they have to like stretch it out. You know, maybe the chicken came before the egg.
I don't know. I think the Duplass brothers got to deal with Netflix for these documentaries. They did that Evil Genius one too, which I tried watching, and I just couldn't give a shit.
I liked that one.
Boring. Who cares about all those guys? Should have been put up against the wall and executed. No trial. Okay,
that's a good documentary.
It wasn't good. I kept falling asleep every night. I'd put it on. My wife would put it on, and I'd be zonked by 30 minutes in.
Who's that?
And every
about?
Morning I'd go, what happened? She goes, you didn't miss much, frankly. Guess what? They did it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, really? Yeah. Who'd have thunk? Gives a shit about those dumb assholes.
Who's that one about?
Who cares? It's about this robbery where they put a bomb around a guy's neck. It's like, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's like, it's not about my life. It's not about the world I live in. It's just these dumb dopes who tried to rob a bank and... It's getting into their whole relationships, and it's just I'm kind of done with all this true crime stuff. It's like it's just morbid and depressing. You know, and just,
when I was younger, my grandpa used to babysit me, and every day I would come home from work, and he would feed me 5 hamburgers and watch Cold Case Files.
It's too much. All right, listen, I gotta go. Allison Dwyer's here, the great Allison Dwyer. Allison Dwyer.
Hello.
Good morning. What's happening?
Hi.
Let her rip.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just chilling at my table here watching this, hoping you'd answer. I didn't know how the hell to use this, so
You're here.
I called a lot.
Well, you're here now. How can we help you today? Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Hey.
Oh, what part?
It's kind of like central near Asbury Park.
Okay.
Talking about Bruce Springsteen's territory. That's where that's where the boss lives, and that's where he's about. And you know, this country's going through so much right now, and I think you know, we have to make sure we take care of our brothers and sisters, you know, whoever they are.
Sorry, it keeps cutting out.
Yeah, there is actually a little cutout going on. But how can I help you today? Give me a good question. We've been on the air for over an hour now.
Well, this is kind of a random question, but I was just thinking about it while I was watching this, but have you ever considered being in a play? It seems like you've done everything but act live.
As a young man, I've done many plays. Mm-hmm. I did a play, last play I did in my life. I mean, I do these plays every couple of years with these Tim and Eric shows. Those are kind of like plays, right?
There you go.
But I did a play, I can't remember the name of it. It was a...
I hate to do this to you,
Allison,
like
but...
a scripted play, you know?
Yeah. It's hard, though, to memorize all those lines. It's too scary. I don't want to.
All right, Allison, thanks for the call. I would talk to you more, but you're kind of digitally breaking up in a way that's not great for the show.
Sorry.
I hate that. Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
How about toilet wouters? This person's toilet wouters.
The whole thing is system-wide.
Cracking up.
Should I restart Skype or should I just call it a day?
You might have to restart.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Let's give it a try.
What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, go.
How you guys doing?
Yeah. How about I restart Skype? I'm going to just restart Skype. I'll try to pick up on you again, okay? And just we're going to restart Skype. It should be as simple as that.
I got a bad feeling about toilet waters.
You don't like toilet TW? Let's see. Trump is speaking right now. He's talking. He's walking back his
about his great success of yesterday.
Well, he's
in Helsinki.
He's pre-taping a statement. He says, he's speaking before. He said he has full faith in U.S. intelligence agencies.
Oh, now he does.
Where's the other thing? I accept that meddling took place. No collusion. There you go. He accepts it. What a fucking swine. Andrew, and people are like, well, what's the problem with Russia, man? Why shouldn't we be friends with Russia, man? Why shouldn't this is, you know, Andrew, are you there? Andrew?
This is Roger Stone calling.
I got Roger Stone on the phone. This is Alex Jones. How are you doing, Roger Stone? Roger, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
I wanted to talk about Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on this. Good. I can't. This doesn't sound at all like Roger Stone, but that's all right. I want to talk to you anyways because I'd happy to do my Alex Jones for you tonight.
Well, the real Roger Stone is failing. He's a failure.
Nah, you're losing me, man. You're not doing a good job. You're acknowledging that you're not doing that. You're not him, and you're ruining the show. So I gotta go. Take care.
That's a good documentary, too, the Roger Stone one.
Oh, I didn't watch that one. I just feel like I know everything, and it's like, but I'll watch it.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
Josiah Persky. Josiah. Josiah? Josiah? Oh, Josiah. Oh, Josiah. Oh, Josiah. I love you, my boy. What's up? There's toilet.
Oh, hi. So... I'm on lunch right now. I just got done with Famous Dave's. I'm the groundskeeper here at townhomes.
What are you, Bill Murray in Caddyshack?
And they gave me Famous Dave's.
All right. I better get running, though, so.
Well, if you want to get running, you can.
Yeah, I better push off, bud.
All right.
You enjoy that lunch, cut. You enjoy that sub. You got a sub there? Oh. Is it a sub or a hoagie?
Yeah, no sub. No sub.
What is it?
What is what?
What's your food? What's the lunch?
Oh, well, you want to know? Okay, I had some fries. I had some coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
I had some...
What's your main?
Brisket.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking brisket.
I got the brisket with some ribbies.
Oh, my God. That's a big lunch, boy. You going to skip dinner, I hope?
I really, really let myself... fill up, and then I just went home and I just took a good old dump.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you so much. Let's talk Andy John Mendoza. Andy John.
What's going on?
Oh, I like that professional mic.
Yeah, you're coming in clean.
I'm on the SM.
You're on the SM58 with a little reverb.
A little reverb on my Allen Heath ZFX.
Oh, how can I help you today?
I have an opinion on conservatism and comedy.
Okay. Can you turn your effects off? Because it's a little weird.
Turn the whole thing up?
This is a mess.
That better?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
This is a mess.
Conservatism as an ideology lacks empathy.
There you go.
And comedy is based in that.
There you go. That's another opinion.
Steven Crowder is a child.
He does a show out of a porta potty, so...
He poops in his office.
There's nothing very empathetic about that. Goodbye, Andy. Right. Thank you. I can't take that energy, that low energy. All right, we have Please Name My New Kitten. Please Name My New Kitten.
Hey, Tim, this is Alex.
Good to talk to you.
How you doing there? This is Alex as well. How you doing there?
I got this little kitten. I'm trying to pick a name for him.
All right, let's pick a name for it. Doug, I'm going to put this on you. Let's call this Cat. I got a good name for you. You ready? You like the Beatles?
I do.
You like the John Lennon solo career?
Yeah, I like all that piece of stuff.
Well, his group that he played with in the early 70s was called Elephant's Memory. You call that Cat Elephant's Memory.
That's a
bit of a mouthful.
Because I think cats get a little bit of disrespect, and maybe we'd be a little more empathetic if we gave them regular human names. I was thinking about Richard, but I want to get your input.
Mm. Yeah, Richard's good, or Stan. Here are the members of the Elephant's Memory. Okay, you pick out of this list. You got Stan Bronstein. Can you grab that record over there, Doug? I can't see all them names. Here's your choices. You got Rick. A good name is Rick. I'll show this here. This is a beautiful, rare gift I got from my close friend, name of Greg. It's the Elephant's Memory Band album, Our Island Music, Stan Bronstein. And you can choose from Rick, Steve, John, or Walter.
How about Rick Steves?
Rick Steves. Cat going to be trouncing around Europe?
Well, he's going to be an outdoor kitty, so Rick Steves might be appropriate for him. I do appreciate
Call
that.
Call him Rick Steves, but
Rick
Steves
is a
spell it
name.
With just Steves, not the way that Rick Steves the Traveler spells it.
Tim, did you say this had something to do with John Lennon?
Well, yeah, that was his backing band in the 70s. They're a terrible group. They're just awful like bar band from New York that he got himself roped up into. If you listen to that John Lennon early solo stuff, not the Imagine, his live stuff is just not great. Not a great band.
Yeah, the album is Our Island Music, and it shows the island of Manhattan which is
it's a bummer.
Barely an island.
Oh, it's an island. It's one of the most famous islands in America.
Off of the milk. He's not nursing anymore, but he can eat brain force, other kinds of solid food.
Okay.
He's all set.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
We're going to go to 90 minutes today, Doug.
If your island is surrounded by rivers, I don't think that's an island. I think an island needs to be
out in the ocean.
In the ocean.
That's a pretty good point.
You know?
I'm up for that. I think we vote on that.
Yeah.
Rita. What's up with the T-boy? Is he speaking now? Or I can't get a signal in. Let me know what's going on there.
I'm going to try to pull that up.
You can try. Ben Jester, you're live. Ben Jester. No. Oh, Toilet Waters is coming back at us. Toilet.
Hello.
I got you clean. I got you clean now, Toilet.
Oh, thanks, brother. Do you remember calling me Toilet when in Atlanta you shaved my beard off on stage? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that specifically. I do remember every night.
It was the last tour you guys just did when you guys stopped in Atlanta.
Right. I know we did the shaving, but I don't remember the individual shaves.
Gotcha. It was an awesome time.
Did your hair grow back?
Oh yeah, it came back.
Good.
Yeah, but no, I had flown out to Portland and Seattle and saw both on cinema shows, so that was fun.
Well, how can I help you?
I was just calling to say what's up, give a shout out to the On Cinema fan page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yup. Ferrari, Kevin Miles, Donnelly.
All right. Thank you, guys. I enjoy all your content, and you're the greatest.
Thank you.
Greatest fan base in the history of comedy. Take care, Toilet.
Thank you, man.
That's what I'm looking for is Phil Braun. Phil, where are you, bud? I mean, what's going on with you? Busy or something? You're always calling in. I always enjoy talking to you. Matthew Bondi, you're on the call.
Tim, how's it going?
Good.
Good. I might be coming off the wall with this question, but been thinking about it since the last office hours, maybe. Being a big Beatles guy and sort of being in college in the 90s, what do you think of the band Oasis?
Oasis. I was never a fan. I'll be honest with you. The whole Beatlesque label that they got, I never heard it. I never connected to anything that's labeled Beatlesque. I can't say I'm a big fan of. Although, like, there's that group Jellyfish. They were pretty cool. And I like the Stone Roses. They have a very Beatle-y. But I don't think anyone sounds like the Beatles except the Beatles, you know?
So Oasis, I never had much time for. Oh, Solid Away, Away Today. I don't know. It's all. It's like sounds more like U2 to me than anything else. Maybe like kind of anthem pop rock something. Maybe there's some tracks I never heard. I got to give them another chance. But no, they're just morning. What's their story? Morning Glory. I don't know. Give me their best song. What's their best song? I don't even know. I mean, I don't even pay attention to it.
You know, for you, I'll suggest maybe try Magic Pie. It's one of Noel's songs.
Magic Pie. Yeah, all right. I'll give that a run. I'll give that a run on the old vinyl, on the old turntable. What do you got?
I don't. Yeah, I totally agree, Tim. When they came out, I'm thinking, give me gin and tonic, feeling supersonic. No,
that
thanks.
Was them. Fuck that.
Yeah, that was bad. Wonderwall was okay.
Wonderwall. You're my Wonderwall. Is that how it goes?
It's like this. Yeah, my Wonderwall.
It sounds like that Foo Fighters, too. It's just
Game
too much thought
tonic.
Put in. It feels like they put too much thought into the whole process.
It just seems so
it's
up.
Produced.
They're just up their own ass.
They're up their own ass.
Yeah. Beatles are like fun, like, hey, hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
These guys are Game Gin Tonic. No.
This is all going to be up on the telly. All right, let's go to Cameron. Cameron, you seem like a nice chap. Cameron Nelson, on the call. How you doing? Cameron Nelson.
Hey, Tim.
What's up?
Hello, man? Tim. Hello, Doug.
Hello, friend.
Tim, have you seen this picture of aging Dave Clark?
Oh, my God.
He sounded like the Beatles.
The Dave Clark Five?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded like the Beatles.
All right, remember? So... By the way, everybody, just not for nothing, I got a dentist appointment today. I'm not looking forward to it.
What are you going to get done?
Cleaned, check up, the whole deal. I always get plaque in the inside of my teeth, and they're always yelling at me that I'm not doing a good job brushing and flossing, and I can't be... I do as much as I can,
yeah,
but
you know,
I'm not
like
nuts about it.
I was at the movies last night, and I was kind of like, sometimes I chew in a straw and kind of clean my teeth with it.
Yeah.
And I uncorked a big... It was a big spackling in between these bottom teeth.
Yeah.
Now it's all air is flowing between the teeth.
Oh, I'm getting stuff stuck in my
teeth.
I'm going to get them pulled. That's what I'm going to do. Get some fresh chomps in there. Why don't we, can we just evolve where we grow teeth every few years and our teeth grow like our hair? We get them shaved down. You get new teeth coming in. Come on, buddy.
That'd be expensive. Yeah. Then you got to go get to the barber and go to the tooth barber.
I'm getting my teeth trimmed this
what
morning.
What if you don't get them trimmed? You got hippies will have like long, like beaver teeth.
Oh, I got to get these trimmed. It's so long, I can't eat anything.
Look at that hippie with those long teeth.
I can't eat anything. My usual trimmer is just like he's on vacation right now. Anyways, how can I help you today, Cameron? I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent, which is some of the fun
things. No,
it's okay.
It's a fun thing sorry to hear about your dentist appointment. I have serious plaque issues myself. And on my bottom row, I got, in the front, I got three teeth instead of four. Some kind of genetic defect. So the plaque builds up on the middle one really terribly.
Okay, hold on, let me write this down. No, but Cameron, what did you call? You didn't call in to talk about your damn teeth, did you?
I didn't. So first, I wanted to say congrats on the cameo appearance in the Ant-Man
starring
versus the Wasp.
Starring appearance, yeah.
Yep, starring appearance. Yeah, my mistake.
Yes.
So I hopefully this doesn't encroach too much into the On Cinema universe, but I was just wondering if how Peyton Reed got involved with you guys. I mean,
I don't remember the first interaction. He's a friend of comedy. He's a friend of, I know he's good friends of Tom Sharpling and John Worster. And I probably had met him a couple times, but yeah, I don't remember the original. I know that there was an interview he did recently where he was talking about how Kevin Feige, the president of, I guess, the head honcho at Marvel, is like a super fan of On Cinema and Decker, and in the interview, Peyton says that he knows it like verbatim. So there's like a scene over there that digs it, and I'm appreciative of it. I wish they would buy the whole you know property away from where it is right now, because there's, you know, it sort of limps along where it is right now. But if we could use some of that that Marvel cash and just kind of let us go wild with it. That would be appreciated.
So yeah, well, hopefully is the Patreon funding.
It's languishing. Limping along. Join the On Cinema family. Go to patreon.com/oncinema and become a member. Support the 2019 Oscar special. Hey, who knows? Maybe I'll be at the Oscars with the new Jordan Peele movie. I'll have to figure out how to do the Oscar special and be at the Oscars. That'll be a fun problem to deal with. All right, well, Cameron, thanks for the call. All the best.
And dealt with official translators in a number of contexts.
Is this you?
View that role.
The pundits are talking.
Did he speak yet?
I don't know. Let's see.
As supremely apolitical, professional, etc., and private, they've been privy to a lot of private conversations.
Trump, what a mess that he's got to always come out and, like, you know, he's got to come out. He did this after that Charlottesville thing where he had to come out again and clarify, like, who's thinking this thing's going well? Like, who's like, well, that's, hey, you know, I mean, that's just normal. That's what you got to do. You got to go overseas, meet with a world leader, bungle it so terribly that you have to have this big announcement the next day to say, to sort of walk back everything you did the day before. I mean, if things were going well, why would you need to do that? If you're doing a good job, why would you need to come back and clarify things?
You're fired.
He's so dumb and bad and such a bad guy. I mean, like, who wants to call in and defend this dumb now? Who could? Zach wouldn't. Zach Blumenstein, you can't defend
it. Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Good. You can't defend this man, this Donald Trump, can you?
I wouldn't even try, Tim.
Thank you.
Jeez.
I'm looking for someone that
wants to
try.
Is there anyone on the feed here that...
I mean, it's not a big sample.
I'm just curious, you know...
I mean, my question is, what's up with this guy?
All right, thanks, Zach. I don't want to hear your what's up with this guy crap. Jesse, I bet Jesse's all trumped up. Jesse.
I wouldn't even try to.
Thank you.
Jeez. Mute your stream.
I'm looking for someone that... Yeah, is there anyone on the feed here that...
Mute it.
I'm just curious.
Hey! Jesse, you son of a bitch! I lost him. Oh, Phil was calling. Braun.
You know, this guy keeps calling. Why don't you just answer that guy with the baseball hat?
Adam Carbone? I don't think so.
Oh, that's Carbone?
Yeah. I don't think so. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil. Where you been, buddy?
I just now was able to break away. I've been listening, but daughter's got an appointment that I had to take her to, so I wasn't able to call. And
I'm sorry. I don't want to put too much stress on you.
I think I just need a hotline straight to the show.
I know. We can work on that. I mean, yeah. I got you. Once you called in, I got you. Or have you been calling in for a while?
I appreciate it.
The show's, the show's languishing today, as usual. It's just kind of puttering along, but I'm having a good time. The tech is working out pretty good.
You getting those... you get those gums measured? Do they measure your gums when you go into the dentist?
Oh, they do. They take notes and they're like, you're starting to lose. You're losing gum. You're fading away slowly. And
I have the same issues, and they start bitching at me about bleeding gums. And I'm like, well, you're stabbing a sharp pick down into my gums. And what do you expect?
The whole thing is so humiliating and like it just emasculating. And I just get I just feel so bad being there. I feel like they're touching my mouth. They're poking.
Can't we have the robots take over and you bite on a mouthpiece?
Teeth or let them grow in.
You bite on a mouthpiece and just nanobots just do it in 5 minutes and then you go home.
It's a good idea. Listen, now, are you a one brush a day guy or a two brush? Night?
I'm a morning brusher. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not a night brusher.
Yeah, I'm
too
not
tired.
Either.
I go to put on TV, I fall asleep.
Plaque's eating away at those
all night
pearly whites. All
I know. I gotta.
And my wife gets mad at me, and I just tell her, "What's the point? I'm going to sleep. I don't need to brush my teeth."
No
at
one's
night.
Smelling my breath.
Tim, you got pearly. You got pearly.
Other than that.
You got pearly whites or oyster yellows?
Yellowy. I drink coffee every morning, so I'm
coffee.
Yeah, Phil, I'm trying to find a Trump supporter on this call because I just want to hear a defense of his last 48 hours. But you know, it's a bit like finding a stone's head at a Beatles convention. So
yes, they seem to be
it's pretty lame. It's like finding
well,
Ron
pretty easy to find. I mean, there's a lot of crossover fans, I'm sure. Tim.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, but it's just like it's, you know, now they're trying to spin it as if this private conversation that they had is all revealed, and you know, Trump didn't do anything wrong or anything untoward towards our country, but it's pretty transparent now. If you didn't get it before, you.
How convenient that they have this two-hour private session that they're like, but trust me, we were tough on him in this thing that there's no record of that, you know.
I raised my voice to him in this private session.
Yeah, that's a bunch of baloney. Let's see if I'm gonna move on, Phil, because I think I might have one. Let's see.
Go.
Okay, good to hear from you, Phil. I'm glad to hear all's well, and you're still kicking and still loving life, and you got the daughter and everything. It's going terrific for you. All the best.
See you, Tim.
Bye.
See you, Doug.
Mason Mills.
What's going on, my man?
Where's Dixon?
Mason, what's going on, dude?
We hear you. What's up?
What's up, Mason? Oh, awesome.
What's up, Mason?
Hey, I'm wondering what your beef is with the Proud Boys, my man.
What my beef is?
Your beef. You want them out of the whole city?
You got to get them out of LA.
A lot of people in LA.
Yeah, well, they're not. I don't want them coming to my backyard.
Well, they're not.
What are you, a Proud Boy?
But what about to your local bars?
What are you, a Proud Boy?
Like restaurants.
Are you a self-identified Proud Boy?
I'm a Nashville Proud Boy, yes, sir.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you, man? Don't you have anything better to do than associate yourself with this shit?
We have plenty of things to do. We like to do what you do. We like to talk about politics, man. What's wrong with that?
I think, well, what's wrong with it is that you guys, your leader there is promoting violence and encouraging violence.
He doesn't promote violence.
Yes, he does. It's part of being a Proud Boy, isn't it? It's one of the initiation part that you have to engage in political violence.
It's not engaging, and it's engaging in.
Well, you tell me. You tell me what a great group of guys this is.
Well, is it not a reactionary group like anything else? People are out here getting attacked. You've seen these videos.
Who's getting attacked?
Trump rallies onward to, you know, any kind of political rally.
So are you going to go there and
your people who are watching the stream sit here and throw fucking spit, bottles of piss? You know this shit happens. Fucking rocks, fireworks.
So what are you going to do? You're going to combat these guys in the streets like some militia?
We will defend ourselves in the streets. Yes, sir, we will.
You guys are this LARPing thing of dressing up with the shirts and your chauvinist. What is this? The women. What's the deal with the women venerating housewives? What is that supposed to mean?
And piss on everything.
How dare you speak about women this way? And Muslims.
They speak about them in 100 different ways. There are plenty of different.
Why don't you be a positive contribution to the city of Nashville?
What's that?
Why don't you be a positive contribution to the city of Nashville? Get on a softball team.
So what about the people that are out there fucking throwing bottles of piss?
They're not my. They're not your problem.
Two wrongs don't make a
right.
They're not your problem.
Violence isn't the problem.
Why don't you do something positive? What do you do for a living?
Things. We've helped people. Who
no, you're not bullshit. You guys are just gaslighting.
Giving campaign.
You guys are gaslighting.
People running.
I'm not racist. I'm not. I've seen the shit you guys post.
What are you talking about?
I've seen the shit you post. I'm not giving you a second more airtime. Get out of here, Mason. You scum. You know what they come out.
That's the old Tim. I was.
We're not racist. Please. But we're not Nazis. Anybody has to keep saying that over and over again, isn't it? It's got something wrong with them. You got something wrong with you. Jesus Christ. You come to my friend's house? And you try to intimidate him?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Yeah, fighting Antifa in the streets. Get a fucking
you better
life.
Have Jesus on tap then.
Get a goddamn life, Hunter. Hunter.
I said, "Oh Lord Jesus!"
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. I'm calmed down now, but please, give me a break.
That last guy, was he from like Oklahoma or something? What was that accent?
He's from Nashville. There's no problem with that.
Nashville.
Don't be judging
him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a bunch of bachelorette parties now down there.
Hey guys, what's the end goal? How are we gonna deal with this Trump thing?
I don't know. We're fucked.
It's a weird, weird situation.
We're
some
done,
weird, weirdy weirdness over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we got to break. I think we got to break the country apart into small regions and just let, like, just you know, Proud Boys out of L.A. Give us the West Coast. Give us Portland, and you know, Portland's got a Proud Boys problem, that's for sure.
I'm up here. Where can I find them? I'm going to go take care of them.
I don't know. Right, I heard something about some August 3rd rally that they're doing that's going to, that they're trying to get everybody to go in there.
Here in Portland?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's, they're good. Coming. That's where they're clashing up there. But it's just, yeah, I wish these guys would just, like, you know, just
chill out. Why are they coming into these liberal towns? What are they trying to? Are they just trying to rile up some shit?
They want, they're young and they're excited and they want to get in. They want to, like, you know, engage and be a part of a group. I get all that. I get it.
Yeah.
But the, but this, but Gavin McGinnis is such a slug. I mean, he's really a slug. Oh, listen, go to the, don't take my word for it. Go to the, just do your own research on these guys. And, you know, you, I've been dealing with these people for years now. They're, it just got such a, just, it, they project such negativity and discrimination against other people. It just makes me so angry, Doug.
I feel you, man.
Yeah, I was having dinner last night with a woman who works with us on the commercials we do, and I just, you know, she's a lesbian and older woman, and she's a very hard worker and great person. I love her a lot. And I just felt terrible that there's these people out there that are just, you know, when they say something like, we have to, you know, women belong in the kitchen and that kind of stuff, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
it's such a spit in the face of these people. And it's for me, as a white heterosexual man, to be vocal about it and to stick up for them, don't you think?
Yeah. I think you're right, and I think that your album "Too Dumb for Suicide," I think that was an amazing, genius approach to MLBs. I think it's probably one of the best political works. I don't know, maybe the
Thank
past
you, Hunter.
23 years.
Thank you, Hunter. I gotta go.
Hey,
Justin Fosella.
I just, you know, she's
Justin.
Justin.
Justin Fosella, mute your stream and speak now.
Person. I love her a lot.
Justin.
I just felt
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Justin, what's up?
This isn't Tim.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How dare you?
Oh, I'm on the Facebook chat. And
oh,
it's
God.
It's a little delayed. Hi.
Don't you understand? It's hey. I'm at my wit's end with you. I'm really at the wit's end.
How long are we going with this, Tim?
I'm telling you, we're going to...
No,
oh, we just...
No, I'm just at the beginning with you. No, wait.
All right, you're the last call. Actually, will there be one more call after this, and then it's time to go.
You can't end on this dope.
No. What you got for me, Justin? Please.
Did you watch the new Randy Newman video about Putin?
No, I've heard the song, the Putin, 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 right?
Dance on one leg at a time. You should watch the video.
Oh, it's cool, really, yeah. Good. I would love to. Thanks for the update on that. Thanks for the... recommendation. We'll take Rob Blob. Robbie Blobby.
Oh my God.
Yes, brother Rob. How are you, my love? What's going on, dude?
I just woke up, actually.
Well, good morning to you. Where are you? Where are you? I mean, you're in Hawaii, I hope, because it's already noon here in California.
I'm in Ohio.
Oh God, dude. That's what, like, are you doing, man?
Waking up at 2 p.m.
What are you working nights? You attending bar?
I am working nights, man.
That's good. I'm glad to hear you're not just sleeping through your life. Where are you
I
working?
I love your work, and I love Dove's work. Dang, I'm committing the first violation of being boring on the air. You might have to kick me off.
All right. Well, that's fine. I love you so much. Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
We don't want to go out on this note, do we, Doug?
No, we don't.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Don't worry. New Thursday's on the phone. We don't know what New Thursday's about. What's New Thursday about?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Are you flying a jet?
No. I'm sitting in a cafe.
Where are you calling from?
A cafe. I'm actually in Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the, you know, I was up in Portland a couple months ago. I guess I was just not in the right part of town. I mean, I love it there, but it was just in this part of town that was all, like, overrun with the homeless and drug addicts, and just, it was just felt a little
downtown.
Sketchy. It was on the other side of the river of downtown, actually.
It was on the east side.
Yeah, but maybe north.
Yeah, that's Rev Hall.
Yeah. But anyways, well, what can I do for you today? I know I got you in the cafe, so I understand if you don't want to be on the call. What's going on?
Oh, well, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain about this new... have you seen the new Sacha Baron Cohen show?
No, we discussed it earlier, but I've seen a clip. But.
Okay, well, what do you think about that? Is that something that, you know, is that already apparent to people that these guys have that kind of mentality around that?
Well, without having seen the clip, my only question, and I actually am very close with, first of all, one of the directors, Dan Longino, was a longtime Tim and Eric editor, and also Eric Natornacola, who's our director of Decker and On Cinema, and a writer on Nathan For You, both contributed quite a bit to that show. My only thing was seeing that clip was the character that Sacha was doing was this Israeli commando guy, you know, and he looked so weird with that prosthetic face on that it was hard for me to believe that if you were like Trent Lott or whoever, Dana Rohrabacher or whoever was in the room with him, how you didn't go like, you know what, there's something off about you that like is you, what's going on? Like, I'll find the answer to that. Like how they covered for that, because it's just weird, don't you think, Doug? Is like, you would think the people in the room would have said, like, why are you wearing a mask? Or like, what is up with your face? Because it's making me very uncomfortable. But maybe people just see that and they don't feel it's appropriate to mention or something.
I'm looking at the images now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's
I mean,
very bizarre.
My theory.
How they kind of went along with
it. But when it's like that.
Well, I think they probably meet him at the last second. He has all the producers being like, okay, he's
we do
come
that.
In.
We do that
and
with
then,
Brule.
And then they're filming and then they're on the spot. They don't have a chance to be like.
We do that
you know,
with Brule.
Maybe they just think he's a weird plastic surgery guy. And
all those interviews we do for Brule, you know this, Doug, but yeah. We set people up there, and then we usually wait like 5 minutes, and then Brule comes in and sits down. And
they're thinking about what they're saying, not what they're looking at.
Uh-huh.
So they're worried about themselves, not... So
maybe there's a big shining light in their face.
Hot.
Anyways, I'm looking forward to see it. He always makes me laugh, and... What I mean, I get mad sometimes. Like, God damn it, that's fucking good, and you know, it's always.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
it's always
maybe
fun
you,
to see what he's up to.
You have something similar in the works?
No, I don't want to get involved with all that pranking people and fooling, and it's just too stressful, right, Doug? It's just too. You know,
yeah, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I don't want to feel uncomfortable anymore, ever. I don't feel cozy. I won't get in my bed and get cozy under the covers. So protect me, bop bop. All right, listen.
I gotta say, I was at a very cozy level of
give me that
uncomfortableness
intro music, we gotta
at
go.
Your performance.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. New Thursday. Get yourself a latte, baby. You did it. You got on the show. Listen, folks, we are back. I'm gonna talk to Doug after the wrap here about when we're gonna do this again. I hope we do it next week and into the fall and whenever we can, because it's a lot of fun. And I think I've got it to a plug-and-play place where I can just start the show and off we go. And that was funny. That was right. That lasted all the way to the end. But anyways, let's be real. I think this will get up to the podcast. I don't know. I have to. Wait. I don't even know if they're around anymore. But let's see what this looks like.
Are you on the new network now?
No, I haven't talked to any of those people. So, listen, it's been a treasure to be with you. Doug, I'm coming in for your close-up. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye.
We'll talk soon,
it's
okay?
It's been a treasure. And
keep the positivity out there. We need it. And all the best.
It's a good show!